Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Clayton M. Christensen in The Prosperity Paradox, How Innovation Can Lift Nations Out of Poverty, addresses the global challenge of poverty, and offers an innovative perspective on economic development and prosperity. Christensen, along with co-authors Ifosa Ohomo and Karen Dillon, argues that the conventional approaches to alleviating poverty, focusing on aid, infrastructure, and foreign direct investment, are not only ineffective, but sometimes even detrimental. Instead, the authors propose that the key to sustainable economic growth and lifting nations out of poverty lies within market-creating innovations. These innovations are not just about providing products and services. They create new markets that stimulate significant economic change, foster job creation, and build the foundation for lasting prosperity. Through a series of compelling case studies and examples from around the globe, Christensen and his co-authors illustrate how this approach has been successfully implemented and why it holds the potential for solving one of the world's most intractable problems. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, market-creating innovations. Market-creating innovations are at the heart of the prosperity paradox. These innovations distinguish themselves by transforming complicated and expensive products into simpler and more affordable ones, thereby making them accessible to a vast new segment of the population. These aren't just incremental improvements, but are innovations that create entirely new markets. They serve as a catalyst for economic development by drawing people into the economy as consumers and producers, which in turn stimulates broader economic growth. Examples include mobile phones in Africa, which have not only provided communication services, but also created new markets for digital banking, education, and healthcare services. These innovations lead to job creation, increase in incomes, and improvement in the overall standard of living, demonstrating how focusing on market creation can be a more effective way of lifting nations out of poverty than traditional aid-focused models. Secondly, the limitations of traditional aid. Traditional aid, while well-intentioned, often fails to lead to sustainable economic growth and poverty alleviation, according to The Prosperity Paradox. The book critically examines how foreign aid can sometimes create dependency, undermine local entrepreneurship, and fail to address the root causes of poverty. By focusing primarily on problems rather than leveraging opportunities for innovation, traditional aid can stifle economic innovation and leave countries stuck in a cycle of poverty. Christensen highlights that despite billions of dollars in aid invested in developing countries, the expected levels of economic growth and improvement in living standards have often not materialized. The book advocates for a shift in perspective, from aid that provides immediate relief to strategies that foster long-term prosperity through innovation and market creation. Thirdly, the role of entrepreneurs and enterprises, play a crucial role in driving economic growth through market-creating innovations, as emphasized in The Prosperity Paradox. The book argues that these agents of change are the ones who can identify opportunities for innovation that meet unfulfilled needs in the market. By doing so, they not only build profitable businesses, but also contribute to job creation and economic development. The authors argue that supporting entrepreneurship and creating an enabling environment for businesses to grow are essential for sparking economic transformations. Policies and investments should therefore focus on encouraging innovation, reducing barriers to business creation, and facilitating access to capital. Success stories from countries that have fostered an entrepreneurial culture underscore the argument that nurturing entrepreneurship and innovation can lead to significant economic progress and poverty reduction. Fourthly, the importance of contextual understanding. An essential aspect covered in The Prosperity Paradox is the importance of contextual understanding in driving sustainable economic development. The authors argue that innovators and policymakers must have a deep understanding of the local culture, needs, and economic conditions to implement successful market-creating innovations. This understanding enables the creation of products and services that are not only economically viable, but also socially and culturally relevant, ensuring better adoption and impact. Case studies within the book demonstrate how solutions that work in one context might not be successful in another, underscoring the necessity for localized strategies rather than one-size-fits-all approaches. By prioritizing local knowledge and adapting innovations to meet specific community needs, it is possible to overcome barriers to market creation and achieve lasting prosperity. Lastly, the global impact of innovations. The global impact of market-creating innovations, highlighted in the prosperity paradox, extends beyond just economic benefits. These innovations can lead to improvements in healthcare, education, and quality of life, contributing to the overall well-being of societies. For instance, access to affordable mobile phones has enabled remote communities to access education and health services, reducing inequalities and improving life outcomes. The environmental impact of such innovations is also significant, as they often lead to more sustainable consumption patterns and the efficient use of resources. By fostering an ecosystem that encourages innovation, countries can address not only economic challenges, but also social and environmental issues, leading to holistic development and prosperity. Christensen's analysis underscores the transformative power of innovation in solving complex global problems and achieving sustainable progress. In conclusion, the prosperity paradox is a must-read for policymakers, entrepreneurs, investors, and anyone interested in economic development and poverty alleviation. Clayton M. Christensen and his co-authors offer a groundbreaking perspective that challenges traditional approaches to economic development. By focusing on market-creating innovations rather than solely on aid or infrastructure, the book provides a blueprint for generating sustainable prosperity. It suggests that the path to lifting nations out of poverty lies in fostering innovation that addresses unmet needs, creates new markets, and drives economic growth. This approach benefits not just developing countries, but also businesses looking to tap into new markets and drive sustainable growth. Reading The Prosperity Paradox can inspire a new generation of innovators and policymakers to rethink economic development strategies and to embrace the power of innovation as a catalyst for change. Ultimately, this book is about hope and the belief that through creativity and entrepreneurship, we can overcome some of the world's most persistent challenges. If you would like to support Clayton M. Christensen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.